Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the Brian Schottenheimer press conference here on your home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're happy to be here, right?
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. Thought process about keeping two quarterbacks on your 53?
Yeah, well, first, I think, you know, Calvin, what I want to say, number one, is to all the guys that came in today, I just can't thank them enough for all their hard work, and I'd be remiss if I didn't start with that. You know, the mantra of compete every day, these guys have done that. They've bought in. It was hard to sit down in front of those guys and, you know, be honest and tell them the why, tell them the things that they did well, tell them the areas that they can improve. And I think that's important because, you know, anytime you have those hard conversations, whether they're back or not back, which we have some control of, but we don't have all the control of, you know, they hopefully can use the thing that they're given the feedback about to improve themselves as a player. So we tried to do that, myself, the coordinator, the position coach. So first, let me start with that. I know you guys would probably ask me about that. But in terms of two quarterbacks, you know, again, we're always looking at situations. And we know Dak's our starter. And, you know, Joe's the backup. And I thought Joe settled in a little bit. It wasn't perfect. But we feel very good about, you know, Joe and his direction and where he can go. But, again, you know, nothing says we're not done looking around the league at all spots and not just quarterback. There's going to be a lot of names out there in a lot of different positions, and that process has already started for Will and his team, and it'll be a long night tonight and into the morning.
Hall and Childress, I know they were competing. What was the thought process there between keeping Childress?
Yeah, younger player. I mean, again, you know, Kimon's a special young man, good football player, very physical. Zion's instincts from the beginning have jumped off the film at us. You know, just his physicality, the way he can play as a blitzer, the way he can fill the B gap, and tough decision. But usually when you're dealing with two players that are very, very close, you tend to go with the younger guy.
Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys, and we're going to get back to the roster moves today. But just the Micah update, just did you talk to him Sunday about his body language, number one?
Yeah, Mike and I had a long conversation. Probably talked for an hour about a lot of different things and addressed a number of different issues and things like that. And at this point, I'm going to keep that between he and I. But we had a very, very good conversation.
Okay, moving forward, obviously this is all about September 4th. I know you say you believe he's going to be on the field. When does he need to get to practice and ramp up to get to that point where you can be confident he can play against the Eagles?
Yeah, well, I think, again, that's always the story, you know, like, you know, it's different for everybody. The fact he's been here gives him a little bit of a leg up on the fact that he knows the defense, and that could be a completely different story if he wasn't here. But at the end of the day, I think once we want him out there as soon as possible, and you know, when he's feeling up to it and all those things is a big factor into it. But every day that he can get out there and get reps would be great. But I do think very strongly that him being around has helped. Him doing some of the walkthroughs and things like that does help. There's communication. There's signals that come from the sideline. There's communication from player to player that he's getting all those things. But the best way to get good at football is to play football. And so I would say as soon as possible would be the desired effect.
Is there a deadline, though, just for game day, just, you know, since it's on a Thursday, you know, obviously.
Yeah, we're going to treat it as a normal week. You know, we'll start. We have a bonus Monday on Friday, and, you know, then they get their day off. The league has a number of rules where they have to get certain days off, you know, Clarence. But, you know, at the end of the day, as soon as he can get out there, that's great. But, again, there'll be a ramp-up plan for him. And, you know, when he lines up out there to play, you know, do I think he would play 75 plays in every play? Probably not. You know, I don't think that that's real. But I do think that he can be very disruptive, like we all know.
Brian, Todd Archer with ESPN. Has he given you assurance that he'll practice? Did that come up in your talks?
No, just again, you know, wants to make sure he feels good and all that stuff. But again, like I said, I haven't changed my tune on the way I feel. And like I said, very, very good conversation about a lot of different things. So power communication, I think, is great. And, you know, having the conversations with him, but even having the conversations with some of the players today, it just reminds you the people side of this business is really important. And, you know, had a great conversation with Mozzie, you know. Brought Mozzie in, talked to Mozzie, just same topic, you know, just, hey, consistency. It doesn't matter that you're a first-round pick. You know, it's just we want to see you be more consistent. We know what you're capable of. And, again, that's one of my things I'm really important. It's important to me is to find time to have conversations and because I think it matters.
Today's obviously a day you had to deliver bad news to guys that they're not making the team. But do you ever deliver good news to guys to say, hey, you made it?
It actually happened today. I'll share it with you guys. I'm sure he won't mind me sharing it. So we brought Perrion Winfrey in, and he assumed he was being cut. And so he walked in, sat down in my office, and Will and I were in there, McClay and I were in there, and I did play it up a little bit. I was a pretty good actor, if I do say so myself, probably being kind of a jackass for doing it. But I said, you know, hey, these are hard days, and there's a lot of hard conversations that have to happen. But this is one I've really been looking forward to because I'm telling you, you've made the team. And he became very emotional. And it was – then I became emotional, and then I looked over at McClay. He was emotional. And that's certainly something when you talk about a guy that's had this amazing game taken away from him and you really realize how much these players love this game, what they sacrifice to play this game, what they have to, you know, give up and go through and the, you know, the pounding it takes on their bodies. But the emotion of it, seeing Perrion react like that showed me two things. It showed me the passion that he has for this game, but also the pain that he's had to go through having it taken away from him and not knowing whether this would work out or not. And I told him, I said, the reason we wanted to do it is I wanted to see your reaction because I figured you would react like this, and he did not disappoint. Special young man.
John Machado with The Athletic. What made the difference for Mozzie Smith for you guys to keep him on the roster? Obviously, he was playing in the final preseason game.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair question, and that was part of the conversation with Mozzie, that, hey, you know, nothing is guaranteed. You know, we're all competing, and you've got your 53-man roster, but then you've got your game day roster. And, again, the message was the same. I thought Mozzie had two of his best practices last week. Thought he played well, had flashes during the game. Just okay yesterday. And so, again, the conversation and having hard conversations, some coaches might be like, yeah, hey, I'll just deal with that when we get back. But I wanted Mozzie to know that, you know, this has nothing to do with you being a first-round draft pick. There's an expectation of you as a player because of how talented you are, and we've seen it. We just need to see it on more of a consistent basis. And, you know, gave him my input. We had great conversation about, you know, how we can help him and him figuring out his routine and getting his body feeling better and things like that. It's the power of spoken words, man, where you just get on the same page. And that way, if there's a misunderstanding, it's not because I didn't have the courage to have a conversation. It's a misunderstanding because something was said that maybe they didn't like. And Mozzie didn't take it that way at all. It was a great conversation. But I just feel like you over-communicate as a leader that sits in a role like I do.
And kind of a weird question, but do you have final say on all 53? Because there are a lot of people that believe that, for example, with Mozzie, that he's a first-round pick, and Jerry Jones is going to be like, Brian, we used the first-round pick on him. He has to be on the team.
Yeah, again, I've never felt one time pressured to do this or that because I don't feel like we have to because we have such good communication, you know, and at the end of the day, this is something that I want to do collectively. Like, I want to do the cuts with Will. I want Will to be in there. I want these guys to hear the same message. And I think it's important that it's not just me. Some of these guys, Will's been around longer than I have. He knows them at why they were drafted, when they were drafted, and things like that. And so, to me, at the end of the day, I've never and will never look at this situation in terms of, hey, you know, I have to have this. I remember Bill Parcells, I remember hearing it, you know, however many years ago, I think it was here, you know, what was the comment? If you're going to cook the food, you need to, you know, buy the groceries or whatever it is. And I think the game has changed quite a bit from them. So at the end of the day, I never look at it that way. And we will always do things around here collectively.
Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Can you talk about the trade with the Saints today and Austin Richards and how that came about?
Yeah, again, Austin was a guy who was right there on the bubble. You know, Austin's played games for us, and, you know, we drafted him. He's done some good things. You know, more than likely it looked like he was going to be a guy we were going to release, and the Saints felt very strongly that this was a player that they had targeted, that they wanted, and rather than take a chance on losing him, they wanted to make the trade.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Trade, and we felt good to get, you know, something for someone that was probably going to get released.
And then I would assume one of the tougher conversations was with Deuce Vaughn. Can you talk about his preseason and his outlook moving forward?
Yeah, you know, had a great conversation with Deuce. Such an incredible young man, damn good football player. So those are the hard ones. But again, you have real conversations, Nick. You sit down and you say, hey, look, you know, at this point, this is about what's in the best interest of you, Deuce. And sometimes a change of scenery is a good thing. And, you know, if that's what he decides, then we certainly support that in terms of, you know, however the practice squad thing plays itself out. But, you know, I could not speak enough great things about Deuce and the type of football player he is. But it also speaks to the fact that you can't just be an offensive or defensive player. You have to have other roles. You have to do multiple things. And, you know, unfortunately, the special teams part of it, when you're a third or fourth runner, or you're a fifth or sixth receiver, or you're a, you know, fourth or fifth safety, whatever it plays out, if you don't have other roles and you're doing those roles at a high level, then unfortunately you become a guy that you're on the bubble, and then decisions have to be made in terms of who's going to help us win games in more than one phase.
Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. You mentioned the special teams aspect for that fifth or sixth receiver. What made Ryan Flannoy the guy that made you guys confident? Was it the special teams ability, and then what do you feel like he can do for you on offense?
Yeah, it was a tough one. You know, tough conversation with Jalen Brooks, and it was one of those things, Tommy, where we were going back and forth a lot, quite honestly. And like I've told you guys in the past, you know, we have point of attack tapes, we have target tapes, and literally the offensive side of it was like literally neck and neck. But over the past two or three weeks, I would say there's been no one that has played special teams more dominant than Ryan Flournoy. And as a gunner, he's been unstoppable, whether they single him up, they vice him because of his power and stuff like that. And he's you know, done some really good jobs playing receiver with contested catches and versus press release and things like that. But it's a perfect point to what Nick asked in terms of that was one that came down to, okay, hey, which way do we want to go? And there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of good conversation about it. And at the end of the day, when you turned on the special teams film, there was a guy that was doing it at a very dominant level. And so that's what tipped the scales in his direction.
Go.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. Some guys like James Houston, Zion Childers, and Johnny Cornelius, maybe some guys that kind of progressed and maybe earned this, at least externally. That's kind of what, you know, we kind of look at it as. When you're looking at those guys and you're kind of making your roster, when you kind of realize, hey, man, this guy might have kind of earned this spot and really opened our eyes throughout this camp?
Well, again, James is a guy I think I've been, you know, I get up here all the time and just talk about. I mean, the ability to rush the passer is such a such an important, you know, part of our game. And James has been pretty much unblockable in most competitive padded situations we've been in, whether it's scrimmages, preseason games, our padded practices, whatever it is, and that jumps out at you. Zion's a good young player that, again, has flashed. He got a lot of work with the ones during different things when we were moving pieces around and trying different things, and so he never shied away, and the skills never he never took a step back when he was put into the starting rotation, and we've been moving guys around. And then AJ's a guy that we just, you know, we like, and we see a huge upside for AJ, and that's why we drafted him. And so, you know, but there's not a date that you're like, oh, hey, this, because again, everything, you have to go back and you have to do your due diligence. You have to literally go back to when they were here in OTAs or in rookie mini camp, and then look at the player, the consistency, the performance, the ability to retain our information, and all those things go into it, which is why this is such a difficult and daunting task at times, because there's a lot of deliberation and there's a lot of differing opinions. And at the end of the day, you know, there's probably 6 to 8 different conversations and meetings over the past, I'd say, 3 or 4 days that help us come to these decisions that we made.
You know, obviously we'll learn more about Trayvon Diggs' situation, but Zion's a guy that could end up being your nickel corner week one against Philly, defending champs over 9. How much trust do you have in him to kind of handle such a big moment, potentially, if he's called upon?
Yeah, well, obviously the fact he's on our team means we trust him. You know, I think he's earned that. I'm not going to give away any secrets of how we're going to play Philadelphia on opening night, but if you made our football team from a very, very competitive roster where we had to trim down from 91 guys, it shows you that we have trust in you.
Garrett Puddell, CBS Sports. Brian, running back was a position you entered the offseason with some questions, end up with 5 on the roster at the moment. Kind of, how did you just settle on that mix of 5 guys, and what's kind of your evaluation of the position now after cut down?
Well, I think, you know, I've got my sheet up here. You know, Javonte's been a guy from day one that I've been just really impressed with. And the professionalism, the run talent jumps out. You know, Miles is a veteran player that, you know, we've seen do it, you know, against us at Philly and went to Houston, and he's battled back from some stuff. But, you know, just his ability to stretch to the field and the perimeter and do some things coming out of the backfield is unique. Hunter Lepke's Hunter Lepke, baller. Leave it at that. And then, you know, Jaden's the guy that we've seen the twitch and the speed and the acceleration. And Phil Moff is a guy that, again, when you look at Phil play, you know, he's a big, powerful man that's hard to bring down, and people bounce off of him. And, you know, I think it's a cool room because you've got the veterans in Miles and Javonte. You got Hunter, who is becoming a veteran, and then you got the two rooks that, again, we drafted, and I think we've seen the things that we wanted to see from them.
Saad.
Brian, Saad Youssef, The Athletic. With Savone Rimmel, obviously there was some optimism during the draft that he might be ready during training camp. Just where is his progress at, and what are your expectations for him moving forward?
Yeah, again, you know, no timetables. You know that. He's doing everything in his power. He's working incredibly hard. You know, I think when you watch him work and you see him start to move, you see the things that we loved about him in the draft. But the biggest thing you want to do with a young player like that is you don't want to rush him back. You know, you want to make sure when he goes out there, he feels great. And, again, we're not going to do that. We're not going to rush him back. We're going to take our time. And when we feel like he's ready, then we'll do that. But at the same time, you know, you talk about a guy like Trayvon, who has done everything, and that gets you excited. You know, you can't get them all back at one time, but, you know, again, couldn't be more excited to see Trayvon out there the other day.
Scott Erickson with the AP. I've got a bigger picture Micah question, but first, you said the other day the MRI was clear on him. Do you all consider him medically clear to practice? Or?
Yeah, again, you know, there's always a chance for more tests and things like that, but, you know, at this time we do, yes.
And you've been handed a pretty delicate contract situation in your first year as a head coach. How do you draw on all the years you've been in the league and try to handle that and deal with that?
Just try not to get distracted by it. You know, I mean, I think I get asked by it every time I come in here, which, again, I understand and appreciate. But I can promise you when I leave here, I don't get caught up in it. I really don't. I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter and things like that reading what people think and wonder why I'm running a football team. And I'm worried about the other guys. And the business side of it always works out one way or the other. The business side always works out. And so that's something that I'm not really in control of. And because of that, it's easy to say, okay, hey, let me focus on the stuff I am in control of. And that's getting these guys ready to play and be in great shape and have the scheme ready to go and the coaches ready to go on September 4th against Philadelphia.
Cal.
Yesterday, Diggs and Guyton got some work in. How did they fare in that from a physical standpoint?
Yeah, they both did good. You know, again, we're bringing them back slowly, but it was great to see them both out there. And I think, you know, Guyton way ahead of schedule, it looks like, from what I saw, you know. But again, does that mean he'll be ready to go on September 4th? I'm not going to put a timetable on it, but I was really encouraged. And then Trayvon, I think, to me, since we first started talking about this in training camp, the strides he's made is a testament to Trey and his work with Britt and his want to, and I saw a comment from him, you know, he's hungry, and you can see that. And to me, as a coach, man, that's all about competition. Like, it's really cool to see him where he's, you know, chomping at the bit to get back out there and play. And that shows you he loves the game, and he's dealt with a lot over the last couple of years, but I like the look in his eye. I really do.
He's a pretty quiet guy, and you've always talked about you're a relationship guy. Was it hard to kind of get with him, talk to him, get to know him a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, I'm pretty good at breaking down walls, and, you know, I'm pretty good at probing questions and asking things to get to the heart of the matter, if you will. I really enjoy being around Trey, and he and I have had a lot of good conversations. And if my couch could talk in a good way, some of the things I've been able to get to know about these guys, just with my conversations with them, are things and memories that I cherish, and I feel like it allows me to do my job at the highest level because I can kind of read them. And I think that's important when you sit in this role and you have to motivate guys to do things and work together as a team.
Pat.
Where do you think your needs are still, and you anticipate being active tomorrow on the waiver wire or looking to upgrade?
Always be active. You know, I mean, again, like I said, McClay looks exhausted right now, but I don't feel bad for him at all. I said, hey, I don't want to hear it. Get back in there and turn on some more film. He and his staff are working incredibly hard. Why? This is like a second draft, right? You're going to have all these players that get released into, the free agency market and the waiver wire and the way it's set up, the claiming numbers and things like that, you know, where you can grab guys. And I think the way I look at it is if we can, continue to be competitive and add pieces, then that means we're doing our job, looking under every nook and cranny for good players that have the type of characteristics and traits that we want, but they're also the competitors that we want that believe in culture and things like that. That's important to us. And again, I think, we will definitely be active. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know how many new faces there'll be here compared to how many guys we bring back, but we're open for business, if you will say.
Nick.
Circling back on Perry on Winfrey, he said in the locker room after the game on Friday, the Cowboys believed in me when nobody else did. I'm willing to put my life on the line, my body, whatever it is, to see this organization win. I'm one of those players that will fight for them regardless of anything. So to hear that quote in context with your conversation that you had with him today, how excited are you for the young man, and why do you think this situation worked for him?
Well, I'm emotional for him, number one. What I saw in that room in my office was real tears of joy. But like I said, pain and passion, and he means it. There's a guy when we're playing in the fourth quarter of a preseason game that we've already had won, and we're on the 1 yard line and the defense is trying to get a goal line stop, and he is absolutely going crazy trying to motivate those other guys. If you can't cheer for that, then I don't know what you can cheer for. So thrilled for him, but thrilled also for this football team, because I want guys around that realize that take advantage of every opportunity to play this game, man. It is the best game in the world, bar none, in my opinion. And he's a special young man that deserves this opportunity, and he's earned it. And because he's earned it, I'll tip my cap to him.
Yeah.
Will has talked previously about your guys' communication, through the draft process and how good that was. In terms of now going into the second draft, how much do you guys going to rely on that communication, especially when things are moving fast in the next 24 hours? And how much anticipatory scouting did you guys do about who could be potentially waived from other teams?
Yeah, great question. They've been tracking guys really all preseason. With the coaches now are just kind of getting into it. We were focused on, selecting our 53-man roster and what that looks like. And now we dive into the film and looking at other things and, okay, hey, these guys have been released and, they've got the head start. But in terms of the work, we'll sit down in groups and coaches and scouts alike, and we'll look at players that are out there, and then we've got decisions to make. Okay, well, compare Todd Archer to Calvin Watkins, compare those guys and who you want. And okay, well, we definitely want Calvin over Todd. For different reasons. It's nonstop, and it's already started for them. It's beginning for us as coaches, but it's very seamless when you have the ability to have these conversations that go back to the draft, when it's like, it's okay to disagree, but just stay convicted to your point, and then let's ultimately turn the film on, because the film is what's going to speak volumes. It's not just, oh, well, hey, so-and-so said this about so-and-so. Like, it's, okay, this guy's clearly a really good player, and I think he upgrades us in this spot, and here's why, as opposed to just, well, hey, I talked to my buddy in Carolina, and he really loves the guy. Like, let's turn the film on and let the film speak to these guys. And that's honestly one of the things about Nick's question about Perrion. You turn the film on, and that guy is a disruptive, badass football player.
Garrett.
Going off kind of what you were saying there about your communication with Will, has there been a player in your NFL coaching career at some point where in the second draft, this time you're really banging the table saying this guy's got to be on here, and you were very excited for that worked out?
Great question. There definitely has been. I'm trying to think. And they all didn't work out, because of the way the waiver wire works with the claims and things like that. To think of one, I can't think of one at this time. Hopefully it's one tomorrow that we add to the list.
Good. All righty.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.